Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. There's news today on the Secure Communities program, because today Massachusetts became the third state to abandon that federal program, which uses a Department of Homeland Security database to check the immigration status of anyone arrested in Massachusetts. 36 other states have adopted the program, and it's been in a pilot phase in Boston since 2008. Here's Governor Deval Patrick a little earlier today announcing that Massachusetts will opt out of the Secure Communities initiative.
We already send all fingerprints to the federal government. We report convicted felons for deportation to ICE. That's consistent with what we were told was the objective of the Secure Communities program. It turns out that the Department of Homeland Security's own data show that the program sweep is considerably broader than that, to the point where they are doing an internal review of the efficacy of the program.
Well, joining us to explain is WBUR's reporter Bianca Vasquez-Tonis. Hi there, Bianca.
Hello, Meghna.
So it sounds like Governor Patrick believes that the Secure Communities Initiative isn't working the way it was originally intended to do. But remind us about what that policy change was in its intent was in the first place.
Well, so for a long time in the U.S., state and local officials, police officers, were not supposed to or haven't enforced immigration laws. That was left up to ICE agents, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. The new policy would have integrated their databases, basically. When local police were to arrest someone, they would have sent their fingerprints onto the feds. And if those people were here illegally or had some other sort of immigration infraction, maybe they could have been deported as well.
Mm. And so local police then would have been sending everybody's fingerprints that they had arrested?
Yes, everybody.
Okay. So, I mean, issues of immigration in the United States are always fairly divisive. What were the opponents and proponents of Secure Communities saying about the initiative?
So proponents like this program because they say, hey, you know, this is a way to streamline law enforcement. You know, you're getting people into the system, might as well check them out and see if they're also here illegally. And, you know, and if they have if they're serious criminals, as this program was intended to target serious violent criminals, we can get them out of this country. And why waste money on jailing them and having them come out? But opponents say that it was too wide of a net. In fact, a lot of people who are non-criminals have been deported. In Boston, for example, 54% of the people who've been deported were considered non-criminals. They, you know, just had never been convicted of their crime or had just had immigration infractions. Opponents also say that this drives immigrants underground. They become afraid to report any kind of crime for fear of being, you know, arrested and booked and then getting into the system.
Mm. You know, so Massachusetts and I believe two or three other states have now opted out of Secure Communities. But when people heard this tape that we played just from Governor Patrick earlier today, some people might be a little surprised, because if we remember correctly, during the last campaign when Governor Patrick was running for re-election, he said he was going to sign on to Secure Communities. So what made him change his mind?
Well, actually, he didn't say that until after he had been elected.
Okay.
Because during the election, people were asking, why didn't you sign on? Why haven't you signed on? And then after he was elected, he said, yes, I'm going to sign on because I believe this is mandatory. And then he got a lot of flack from immigrants who said, we supported you. We wouldn't have supported you had you said this before. Now he's saying something else. Listen to him. We asked him this very question today.
I made the commitment to sign it at the point when I was advised by ICE that it was mandatory, not because I thought it was good policy.
Right. So now he's saying that, in fact, he believes it's not mandatory. He says it's too far-reaching, and he's not going to sign up for it.
WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis bringing us up to date on today's announcement that Massachusetts will not be part of the Secure Communities Initiative. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Meghna.